It's on the Red River Farm Network. Red River Farm Network's Don Wick is on the road today near Colgate, North Dakota.
It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, and we are in the Colgate, North Dakota area for a plot day that's just wrapped up here this morning with Paige Seed and Agronomy. Paige Elsner is with us, and boy, you know how to do a plot day. This is a fantastic event here you've had this morning.
That was a lot of fun. We were really happy with the turnout, and the weather cooperated perfectly. I was a little nervous with the fog this morning, and it was down to 47 degrees, but it warmed up fast, and we had a fun time.
Beautiful day we've got going here. Let's talk about this crop. Give me an update on where we're sitting with corn and soybeans as far as stage of development and those kind of things.
So most of the soybeans in the area are about R6, so fill-in pods. We could use a rain here. They're definitely starting to show a little drought stress, but I'm surprised how well they've hung on. We've done pod counts and have been pleasantly surprised with the yields we have coming, and anxious to get in there and really see how they do. On the corn side of things, the corn has held on really well through the missed rains and drought stress. We're about 250 heat units ahead of normal. So we've definitely had the heat to finish most of the corn here. Our 88 day, which we sold most of this year, should black layer in about a week. So that we're really happy to hear that.
Yeah, these ears you have look impressive, just the size and how far they are along at this point in dent. When you take a look at the rain you mentioned, what was kind of the situation in this footprint?
So this plot right here got about 4.5 inches of rain since planting on May 11th, and that's about 6 inches short of normal. So like I said, it looks great. I don't know how it looks so great, but we definitely missed quite a few key rains here. You know, the yield estimates we've done so far in the corn have been outstanding. So with the corn too, we're really antsy to dig into that.
Good testament of the genetics, right?
Yeah, in a year like this, you really get to see the differences in the drought score with the drought stress we've had. It's really shown up, and I've been really happy with our new hybrids and their drought tolerance so far.
Get guys geared up for 2024. Paige Seed and Agronomy, I always love coming to your field day. You always do a tremendous job. Again, Paige Elsner with us. This is the first stop on day number 3 of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer.
Van Aun and Company, market analyst.